Cersei glanced away. I had not considered that.
Father did, said Tyrion. That is why he sent me, to put an end to these follies and bring your son to Ile.
Joff will be no more tractable for you than for me.
Oh, he might.
Why should he?
He knows you would never hurt him.
Cersei's eyes narrowed. If you believe I'd ever allow you to harm my son, you're sick with fever. Tyrion sighed. She'd missed the point, as she did so often.
Joffrey is as safe with me as he is with you, he assured her. But so long as the boy feels threatened, he'll be more inclined to listen.
He took her hand.
I am your brother, you know. You need me, whether you care to admit it or no. Your son needs me, if he's to have a hope of retaining that ugly iron chair.
His sister seemed shocked that he would touch her. You have always been cunning.
In my own small way, he grinned.
It may be worth a trying, but make no mistake, Tyrion. If I accept you, you shall be the king's hand in name, but my hand in truth. You will share all your plans and intentions with me before you act, and you will do nothing without my consent. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Do you agree?
Certainly, he lied. I am your sister.
For as long as I need to be.